Hey now, it's Mike Gilbert, host of the Mike and JD Show, right here on the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Join JD by God Oliva and myself every Thursday night live on the Voices of Wrestling YouTube channel at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we stay up all night discussing all the hottest stories in professional wrestling. You can also check us out right here on the Voices of Wrestling podcasting feed, or you can subscribe to the Mike and JD Show feed. Now, enjoy the show.
It's showtime! Instant Reaction Live, Revolution 2024. I'm Joe. He is Rich.
Yo, yo.
And we may have just witnessed an all-time classic. Well, we have just witnessed an all-time classic moment in pro wrestling history. We may have just witnessed an all-time classic show in pro wrestling history. That was a phenomenal pro wrestling show before the main event. And then the main event was just something special and beautiful and something that reminds you why you love this silly, dopey sport. And just took this show from just a standard issue great wrestling show.
Right, just show the standard year contender. The standard issue AEW monthly or quarterly. Well, it's getting monthly. Hey, is this one of the best wrestling shows we've ever seen? You know, we do that a lot with AEW shows. And we did that, and we are going to do that, but I think this one had a little something special, like you're saying. It felt like a little bit above that because of what we saw in that main event.
Yeah, and then once the main event happens, it becomes something so memorable that nobody who watched it will ever forget it. And I don't know what that means in terms of where you would place a show like this. It would have to be right there with any other AEW show of all time, whether it's what was the Danielson debut show with Punk, All Out 2021, or
All Out 2021,
or yep. Last Year's Revolution,
Last Year's Revolution was right up there in terms of matches where you know you go look at the Voices of Wrestling match of the year at the end of that. I mean, there was, I mean, the scattered throughout the countdown was matches from that show, and now they come back this year and have arguably a better show in this year's. It's in the pantheon there. You got All Out 2021. You have Revolution from last year. All Out 2023. I know a lot of people put that one pretty damn high, obviously, with the Starks Danielson and Orange Cassidy and Moxley, and just a lot of other stuff on that show that really stood out too. Forbidden Door 2022. We're going to have to get ready to this show's in that realm. If it's not the top of all of them,
it's
really
in the
is
realm for sure. I think the difference would be a lot of those other great shows, like last year's Revolution, there's never been an AEW show with a moment quite like the main event provided tonight. You go to that All Out 2021. Yeah, you had the Danielson debut and CM Punk's first match, which, you know, some AEW fans are going to look back on, and that's kind of ruined in their eyes. I mean, not to me, but I could see where some AEW fans are like, you know, that's all tarnished now with what happened, you know, gesturing around afterwards. So I think that's what sets this show apart. I think on top of the fact that this was just a great, great pay-per-view and a great, great wrestling show with nearly 17,000 people in Greensboro, which I don't think is being talked up enough as an incredible feather in Sting's cap and AEW's cap to put this together. When you consider that their rank and file shows are barely drawing 3,000 fans and they put 17,000 people into Greensboro for this show, for Sting's retirement. So within that context, especially, you know, it's going to be one of the biggest shows in Greensboro, I think, in over 20 years. You know, they didn't just buy tickets and sit on their hands. They were red hot from the start of the show until the end of the show. And they're probably red hot right now as we're talking, as, you know, Sting's doing whatever he's doing after the pay-per-view broadcast cuts off. But I think the other big theme that we have to talk about right at the top would be that from start to finish, Sting's run in AEW, this is, look, say what you want about Tony Khan. I think he takes too much shit from the standpoint of his booking. I think that, obviously he's, you know, a good booker, because, you know, look what he's done with this startup company and how successful they are. You know, so obviously he knows what he's doing to some degree. I don't love everything he does, but one thing you cannot knock is how he has booked and handled Sting's entire run from start to finish with not one slip up anywhere along the way.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Hey now, it's Mike Gilbert, host of the Mike and JD Show, right here on the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Join JD by God Oliva and myself every Thursday night live on the Voices of Wrestling YouTube channel at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we stay up all night discussing all the hottest stories in professional wrestling. You can also check us out right here on the Voices of Wrestling podcasting feed, or you can subscribe to the Mike and JD Show feed. Now, enjoy the show.